Hello, you guys. I hope you are all well. So our today's guest is a tattoo artist and a singer and a canvas artist. So she's multiple things and she's amazing. So without any further delays, let's go and meet her. Hi, Olya.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing super well. I think so.
First of all, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And especially, I know how much work that goes behind an artist. So for me, having somebody like you on the podcast means a lot.
Thank you too, because for me, it's also very, like, you know, it's my first time and doing something like that. I'm super shy, super a bit like excited, and I have a lot of feelings in that moment. And thank you for letting me be here. And also, I think my English teacher gonna be proud of me.
I'm sure.
I hope so. Yeah.
So I think let's start off with, I think the first question being, did you always want to be an artist?
I just started to be an artist, I think, when I started to walk. I was four. My age was 4 years old, and I walked under the table. And first thing I started to do, I took this thing that kids drawing on the floor.
Yeah.
I started to draw it under the table. And then I took all pencils and started to draw on the walls, and the books always was drawn by me too. And then my mom, she got pissed off that everything is getting graffiti by me. So I remember this memory in my life that my mom, I was like super short, and my mom gives me my first paper, and I'm like, and I took my paper, and from that moment I started to draw a lot. Yeah, so I just started to make it because I was kind of like, it was boring to be a child without anything, and I was exploring the world around. My parents, they wasn't make me super fun. Yeah. And I was just by myself sitting and doing things. And
so you found a way to somehow keep you occupied, which was art was one of the ways that kept you occupied.
Yeah, definitely, because it was always the time when I was sitting at home and I didn't have that much like things to do. I haven't walk, go out with parents or with friends. Yeah, and I was sitting at home and drawing all the way.
So that started very early. At an early age. So when did you realize that this was something that you wanted to do for a living? Because you do multiple things as an artist, which is from digital art to actually doing art on a canvas to being a tattoo artist. So how did you figure out that you wanted to take this as a career?
This is a super long story. I mean, when I was 7, my mom put me in the art school. So all my way when I was growing up, I was doing art. And then when I was 12, my mom asked me, do you want to be an artist or do you want to be a psychologist? And in that age, I'm like, I'm not really sure that psychologist is fun for 12 years old. So I said, I want to be an artist, and she put me in art college. And I was doing it like literally all the way. And then in art college, I realized that I don't want to be designer, I don't want to be architect, because it's kind of also boring. I want to draw paintings and do canvases and things, because my education is literally an artist. We were drawing canvases 4 years of my education.
Wow.
Like naked people, we are going on the nature, drawing on the nature. And so in that age, I realized I want to be an artist. And then one of my friends, You know, the thing is started with graffiti. Yeah. So, I fell in love with my first boyfriend, and my first boyfriend, he was kind of graffiti artist, and I was 15. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You're doing graffiti. I want to do graffiti too, because I'm doing art. So art is graffiti. Graffiti is an art.
Yeah.
And I started to do with him graffiti, and I realized that, it's something like a riot.
Yes. This was in back home in Ukraine?
Yes. Yes. When you are 15 years old, you want this riot. You want fight against the system, fight against the parents and people that saying that it's not allowed to do something. So I jump into that. I start to do a lot of graffiti on the walls in my city. And that's how people got my name, because that tattoo I have here, it's my nickname from graffiti.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then his friend, he said, just came to me in a random day. He came and like, why you don't do tattoos? We need tattoo artists in our block, in our area.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was kind of like bad guys. They did graffiti. They did hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
It was dancers all the way on my road. I had this big community of teenagers that doing crazy things.
Yeah.
And they said, I have to start to do tattoos. And I just started. I just, I came to... I started to make money as a promoter. I just was promoting some tours.
Pamphlets. Okay, all right.
Like that. I collected my first money. I was 16 years old. Yeah. And then when I was 16 years old, I bought my first machine. I found just a random dude that was ready to destroy his skin. Yeah. And honestly, it was horrible. My beginning was disgusting, because we were starting in a bad, not sterile places at homes. On the floors, literally on the floors without gloves or something like that. Yeah, it was super horrible.
So you were learning to do this through these kind of experience. You were trying it on people because you haven't learned how to do tattoo through any kind of classes, or
that's my problem. That's literally my problem, because better to start with classes, better to go to the teachers, better to find the professionalist that will create everything, and you will learn by him. You will have the person who will navigate you and all the stuff.
Yes.
But in my case, yeah, I just started to explore randomly all these things. And I don't think it's right, because it's dangerous.
Exactly. There could have been worst case scenarios that could have happened wherein, you know... Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of stories.
There are stories of the scenarios, yes. And I don't think, you know, the problem is that my parents, they weren't support me about doing tattoos. When I came to my mom and said, I'm going to be a tattoo artist, she's like, no, you don't have medical education. You don't have, this is dangerous. This is stupid. Don't do this. It's kind of... you know, it's not normal profession. If you're coming to your mom at 16 years old and you're saying that you want to be a tattoo artist, not all parents will understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That age.
So how did you then learn safe practices of doing tattoos? Because you are, at the end of the day, doing a tattoo on another person, right? So was there any way that you learned that there is a safe practice to it, or... that came across over the years?
Safe practice? What does it mean?
Like how you said, the sterilization of everything and using, you know, certain equipment, changing.
The guy who sold me my first tattoo machine, by the way, it was very bad tattoo machine, because he literally made it by himself. He said, this is super duper cool tattoo machine from Europe, and you're gonna do perfect tattoos with this, and super expensive and super fancy. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And then after half of the year, when I met exactly tattooers, I started to find some community, some people in society around me to learn from them what they do, because I just, it wasn't that in that time, there was no YouTube that saying how to make it. There was, it wasn't, it was some forums on the website, yeah. But I don't know why I didn't get this idea in that time to read something about that. So I just started to find some tattoo artists that can provide me some life hacks and things they do, because we was getting know just from people who was attached in tattoo reality, in tattoo life.
Yeah, because I don't think there is a manual people give you with the tattoo machine saying, this is how
he sold me this machine and he said, I will give you one lesson, how to use it, how to do tattoos,
okay.
Just how to make a stencil, how to do the lines and stuff. And I had no problems. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Okay, let's go. And I found a guy who had a lot of bad tattoos, so he gave me his leg, and I was super kind of brave. I was like, yeah, I know how to make it. And I started just make it, without any mindfulness.
And you didn't have a fear that, you were actually trying something for the first time, and this was not a canvas, you were actually using...
I don't think I have fear. No. I had this bad feeling that it doesn't come well. I'm like, whoa, I was so sad all the way. Like, why it doesn't come well as I want? And okay, another one. Did again. Oh, it doesn't come well as I want. Okay, another one. Did again. It's like that. It's like people were just papers for me, just a canvas. It's like that. Yeah, but after the time, I realized, okay, girl, this is a skin. This is a house.
Yeah.
This is something that people wear for whole lifetime, and not if you want to grow up as an artist, you have to understand that responsibilities. But when you are 18 and you're just getting everything like that, there is no responsibilities. And my thing is that I got a lot of people at the same time. I just came in, we had the one, like, it was kind of Instagram, but it wasn't Instagram, it was VK.
Okay.
And a message, hi, I'm a tattoo artist from now. And I got a lot of messages from people who knew me from graffiti.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're like, okay, you did graffiti, we remember you. So we want to make a tattoo from you because now you're doing tattoo. And I was one of the first tattooer that was like young generation. Because before in my city, there was only people who was... an adult, there was charging a lot, and they're charging like $80 per lesson if you want to come there to take a lesson. It was expensive for me as a student. And for me as a student, tattooing, it was an opportunity to get money because I had kind of bad relationships in my family in that moment. I was trying to leave my house. I was running out all the way from home. And when I got a few times to the police stations and stuff, and I went out, it was just random things from graffiti or something like that. And then I went out, I'm like, okay, now I have to do my own money because parents will not give me money, nobody will give me money, I have to survive, I have to go and do that. And I started to looking for opportunities to make it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of motivation to make good. And fast.
You had a reason to say that, you had to try something. So you had this push that was like, okay, go ahead and try this and see if this is going to be...
All the bad things in my life that gave me a big push for motivation to reach something. Something bad happened. I'm like, okay, now this bad makes me go worse or I win. And I go to the, I will make my growth, right?
Growth, yeah. So, at this time, you didn't have a space to do your tattoos, right? Like,
this is another story, yeah.
Because, so, I'm sure since your parents didn't agree, you wouldn't do it at home.
Yeah.
So, then where did you decide to, get the tattoos done for your clients?
Okay. Well, I just found a page of model. She was nude model, erotic model.
Okay.
And she put the message on her page, I want to know how to draw. Can somebody teach me how to draw?
Okay.
And she was the beginning tattoo artist in the same time. She was trying to come from nude photo sessions to the tattoo artist profession. So I messaged her, hi. It happened in the same time, in the same week. Like, I got in a bad situations. I realized that I need money. And then in that week, I started to find kind of job. I found some people who got some portraits for me for a canvas, but okay. I realized that it takes me a lot of time and it's not that popular and famous in that time to buy portraits. And I found this girl. She messaged that she needed a teacher. I said, okay, I'm in art college, so I can teach you how to draw. And I came to her place and I realized that she's living alone. She has this table for tattoos, a sofa, and big super crazy stuff, dog, like this, you know, this pit bull.
Stuffed. Okay. Yeah.
So, I gave her kind of few lessons and, she said, okay, do you want to live in my home? <I'm> like, yes. Because I have nothing to do. You have a table.
Yeah, so if you
from the beginning I said, can you give me please just to make some tattoos here, because I have some people from my college that is ready for tattoos.
Yeah.
So she gave me a few times and then I finished super late and she said, okay, you can sleep in my bed, it's fine. And we started to live together and do like support each other in the same time. Yeah, but bad thing happened after a week. She found in the club, we went, it was kind of a local tattoo festival with 5 people. usually at the festival it was like 50 100 people, it was 5 people.
Yeah.
And we was doing it in the club and I'm not saying about sterilization and stuff. So and that she said, you can come with me, you can help me to do something with my tattoos. I'm gonna do tattooing there.
Okay.
And you can sit with me, help me with my equipment.
Yeah.
And then she just left. She just left me to do tattoos. And it was a queue of people who wanted to do tats. I was doing it super like, yeah, okay, this is opportunity. Let's take it. Okay. Yeah. And she found a few of our kind of common friends. One of the guy, it was my friend from the past.
Yeah.
And she fell in love with him, and the next day I went super drunk and I woke up and I realized that this dude's now living with us.
Okay.
So it was one room, 4 tattooers, one chair, and big dog peeing everywhere. It's super, super disgusting story, but this is how I began my tattoo career.
Wow. So that was like, for how long did that last, that whole period?
2 months.
Wow.
We were sleeping in the same bed, 4 people, and wake up, and everyone had a kind of appointment every day.
Yeah.
And these dudes, they were teaching us how to do something. We're sharing with some skills.
Yeah.
I was feeling like, okay, that's kind of weird and crazy, but feels like romantic when you are 18. You are like, okay, it might be like that. It's going to be a cool story for my future podcast. Okay.
It actually is a cool story now.
But then they started to drink a lot and do things a lot. And we started to fight with each other for any stupid reasons. I don't remember even the reason. The reason was shit. And I realized that, okay, it's time to leave. Because these guys, I found for them new open tattoo studio in the downtown, in the middle of downtown. But I wasn't ready to work there because I thought I'm not really well experienced
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
So I said maybe you guys can go there, and they started to work in that studio, but then they brought me there too, and we started to next half of the year to work in a professional studio. It wasn't a professional studio, it was just a guy, he opened a place and he wants some tattooers, and
okay.
we was that tattooers. I started to work there, and the culture in the city was not being well in that time. So the owner of salon, he wasn't really sure who he's taken to
okay.
work there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was no like background checks and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, even portfolio, he didn't care.
Mm.
Yeah, just bring clients, bring people, and start do
tattoos. Okay.
And interesting thing that we started to bring people, a lot of people started to come to us just... They were crazy, actually. They didn't check our portfolio. It was enough to say that I'm a tattoo artist.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's all, yeah. I think it's time. Now culture is the way better and
more
professional.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that easy now to come in the culture.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah.
So when was the time you decided that you needed to move out of home? And
Which
why
home?
Was that?
Home.
Ukraine.
Parents are Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Right? Ukraine. let me remember. I opened my own tattoo studio after I got tired to work with people I don't like and that treat me not well. Because first people started to treat me not well, then after that I was so sad, and from these sad moments I decided to open my own studio. Then I changed the studio. I opened my own studio, and I started to get a lot of people, yeah, a lot of clients. I got super famous in that moment. I won even one more tattoo festival that was
wow.
also local. It was super local, but it gave me like that famous
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I took all people and all attention to my person, and
yeah.
It was kind of fresh air for them, because in that time tattooers was just... these dudes with bread and bikes
and motorcycle and stuff.
And I was like, cute girl doing that
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, and one time I got client, he came from Dubai, and he said, can you do two sleeves in 1 week?
Wow. Two sleeves
yeah,
in
two
1 week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wasn't enough educated. I said, yes, let's go. But it's not possible. It's not really possible, because your body will not give you that.
It needs to heal, right? Like
yes. Your immunity system will like die
yeah.
from that. Yeah. So I started to, I did my plan. Like one in the morning I do here, in the evening I do here. And like that 7 days
yeah.
in a row. Yeah, and I was fine to work like that. My back was not hurting in that moment, you know. After 9 years now, on the third day we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think so. And maybe on the fourth day he said, "Bro, I have 40 degrees fever. I cannot come to your session. Sorry, I gotta leave." I'm like, oh no, I didn't make two sleeves in 1 week. Mm. Yeah. And then after 1 month, he messaging me like, you have to finish my sleeves.
Okay.
So me and my friends, we will find for you a house. We'll find for you. We will buy for you a ticket. We'll buy for you visa. We'll do for you everything. Just come and finish these sleeves.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
It was, and I was like, what a stupid idea to come there to make my first trip in such a country. And it wasn't country of my dream. I wasn't even believe that I can go in some place like that, because I thought I'm going to start from Europe, like
yeah.
normal people starting
yeah.
from Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they brought me here and they organized everything. I was super happy and I was like shocked. Wow. Opportunity just came into my life, took me and brought me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that thing that, you just need to take an opportunity. it's everywhere.
Yeah, this you is just, a good example. Yeah. Like, you know, something came across to you and you could have said no and missed that opportunity, yeah, but you took that.
That was one way to say no, because my boyfriend like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to go there. I want to see the in Ukraine and stuff. Yeah, but I'm super grateful I started. It gave me a lot of inspiration, and I started to think where I can come more, in yeah, which countries I can go.
Yeah.
And I found my friend. She came to work with me in the studio I opened, the other one. And we decided to travel all around Europe together. In 2018, we did a plan to travel each month in a new country, in a new place, in a new city. And our trip started from Berlin, Paris, then it was Krakow in Poland, Amsterdam. Then I came again to Dubai to do my art. And then I came to Brazil.
Wow.
Yeah, I found the guy in Brazil. I found the people, the producers, musicians, and bloggers. And they invited me to Brazil. And I'm like, okay, it's kind of expensive to go to Brazil. It was yeah, $1,000 tickets. It was super crazy for me. But I'm like, yeah, Brazil, it's kind of crazy story for a podcast. I can go to Brazil. And I went alone to Brazil to just have fun with some local bloggers, musicians. We did raps, we did video clips there. Yeah. And in that time also, I did the first musician video clip in Dubai. You know, did you know that I'm doing rap music?
No, no, no.
I will not show you, but it was like that.
Wow. Yeah. This is yeah, like you have had this unplanned journey in between, wherein 2019 seems like a year of
catching everything I see. Music, countries, canvases, people. I was catching everything because I was super hungry. Like I was, yeah, I had the goal, what I can catch more and yeah, more. I was super hungry to catch opportunities because it was very fun. I think it's fun.
I can imagine. It is fun. Also, it's a scary thing as well, because you don't know what to expect. Yes. And you have done most of this alone. You have traveled alone.
Yeah.
You've gone to places to achieve things you felt, I want to do this by myself, which is not everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody would have that courage to do it.
You know what I did? I was messaging just people on Instagram like, hi, I'm going to Amsterdam. I need a place for living. Can somebody take me and my friend? Because I was traveling and alone and with my friend.
Yes.
All over the Europe, it was with my friend Taya. And we was just finding random people on Instagram that can host us.
Yeah.
Because we was kind of without money. Yeah. But we had money, but not that much money.
Yeah, to live in hotels and yeah, stuff like that. Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah,
when you are a beginner and you begin your tattoo career, you don't have enough confidence to build your portfolio, marketing, to find new people in other countries, because you're switching the countries.
Yes.
You don't have that much time. You're always in a rush. You're running.
Yes.
And you're just randomly pushing Instagram promotions and seeing if it's going to work or not. Sometimes it works, sometimes it not. In some countries, it was not working well. In some countries, it was cool.
So yeah, I think, which would be, since you have traveled a bit now, you have tattooed in a few countries, which would you call your favorite country so far as an artist?
As a tattoo artist, I could say, because, you know, tattooer, it's yeah, about how much money you make.
Yeah.
Because you can say there is nice countries, but if they pay not that much, it's not really cool.
Yes.
Then there is countries that they pay a lot of money, but people are super, you know,
yeah, yeah.
And there is some people or some places also like in balance, maybe in balance for art it was perfect to work in Paris.
Okay.
Because Paris for me it's a kind of capital of aesthetic,
yeah,
and art,
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
art history,
yeah,
also,
yeah.
but you can't communicate with people at all because
they don't speak anything else.
Yes, they are literally getting scared when you start saying, "Hi, I don't speak French, but I can make tattoos if you will talk to me in English."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Leave in a chat." Yeah. And that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say maybe nice balance was Canada for me.
Okay.
I just got this year. The past year I got in Canada, I got my documents.
Nice.
And I went there. So it was in balance with money, in balance with people, because people were well open-minded. They wasn't capricious. They fine with everything I do. They supported me also. Yeah. And I love that they gave me freedom. Yeah, everywhere you can find freedom and nice people.
Yeah.
But in Europe, it's getting hard now because of the war, because a lot of people from Ukraine, they came there, and the situation in society is not really well-being, and the competition is super high.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to survive in competition.
So since now, Canada is pretty much home.
Home? I don't have home. I have one home. It's my home. It's Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't have home. Home is the planet is home, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I found the perfect place with everything, because somewhere there is not enough people, somewhere there is not enough money, somewhere is not enough lifestyle and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm planning to travel until everything gonna be fine, and I'm planning to make a culture in my country. Actually, because it's very important. I understand that I want to build for next years, I'm going to build myself definitely with mindfulness, with doing everything with experience. I did a lot of mistakes in my life. The mistakes is literally the biggest part of my background. And I feel like these mistakes, they now I can do the things without doing these mistakes because I already did them.
Yeah.
So I'm planning to build myself as an artist more like with confidence, more with freedom, because now I don't have this feeling of suffering, that I don't need to suffer now.
Yeah.
I know what I do. I know how to get things together, how to put all the things together. And I'm planning to move with my music career also, because we're doing music with my boyfriend, and we're doing it cool now, and we have a lot of dreams that we can chase. And I understand there is nothing stop me to chase this dream. But in the end of everything, I think I want to do something for my people and for my home, because now we got difficult situation that we lost a lot of talented people. They all now are in Europe and all over the world. And I feel like a lot of things missing.
Yes.
So soon, I think I'm going to start to teach. I'm going to start to put the culture from the from the zero.
Yeah.
Not from the zero, but, you know, I want to make it like as it was before, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of like mission I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it will do something good for the world. It's not only for myself, it's doing something for the world, because world gave me a lot of things and I want to give it back. But now I'm still planning to do more biggest projects, different ones, performances. I want to do art performances too, because so I realized that there is nice people with who I can collaborate, like you, like other videographers. Yeah. And for me, when I did my first video clips, when I did all my first director projects, I realized that it's same like art. You're just connecting all the things together.
Yeah.
And then in the end, you have the ready product.
Yeah.
Like you're doing also the podcast and things.
Yeah.
And it helps to share with ideas, because now my ideas, they are kind of strong.
Yeah.
Before it was just research of things I can do, research of random stuff, and research of ideas. Now I can realize my ideas, right?
Yeah,
and I feel like I can make it as an adult person, as an artist that is not like the beginner.
Yeah.
You can make it as the person who has something on the back.
It feels like, you know, you have experienced all these different scenarios in life.
Yeah.
And then now you have found what your strengths are, what you enjoy, what is your, like you said, your mission.
Yeah.
And I think it's somehow paved a way for you to say that, you know, Olya, you know, this is maybe a good path for you to take so that, you know, you can give back of what you have all learned through your life experiences.
Yeah. Before, I was looking for myself literally, because now I feel like I found myself, because before I don't know who are you, what you're doing in this world, who is these people around you, why you are bad for them, why everybody trying to push you or bullying you or being aggressive. You don't understand fightings, you don't understand conflicts with people, you don't understand why you have such a big problems and troubles. And every time when you're coming through them,
yeah,
you are kind of finding the part of yourself. The biggest, hardest thing for me, it was to put all these parts of myself in one concept, because I didn't know why I'm doing art, why I'm doing music. I'm not a musician, I'm not a tattooer, I'm not a director, I'm not things and this and this.
Yeah.
And then I realized I'm just an artist and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And just being myself. And yeah, it took me a lot of time to understand who I am. Actually.
Especially when you are a creative person, right?
Yeah.
You find creative ideas in multiple things and you want to do everything. You don't never get stuck in one thing saying, you know, oh, this is the only thing I'm good at. You somehow find expansions of things like, oh no, I'm good at this also.
Yes.
Oh, I'm good at this also.
And everybody's saying you have to stop in something one.
Yeah.
Did everybody told it's, you that you have to?
They always, like, for me, the thing is, you know, they say, oh, you are a photographer, so just do photography. But no, you know, I also do videos.
Yeah.
I also do design. You know, there's always elements of creative things that you can do. But if you stop at one, then you will never know if you were better in something else.
There is definitely the time when you have to stop in something one to be focused more and to push it more up.
Yeah.
But when you are looking, there is so many things around you that you can try. That's so hard.
Yeah. Like, you know, you feel that sometimes time is not enough and there's so much that you can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the feeling I think we creative people in today's world find, because we are spending so much time enjoying these new creative things. We feel like, wish there was more than 7 days a week. Wish there was more than 24 hours in a day.
All these things give you energy, definitely.
It gives you energy, very true.
To try everything. And when you are inspired of the things you want to do, you don't have borders. And that's super cool. But there is a time when you have to, you know, separate things. Like, that there is a thing that doesn't work well in your life. So you have to throw it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what do you feel 2024 is all about for you? You know, you talked a little bit about something about the future where you want to give back to your country in a way, but what have you planned for 2024 for you personally?
I think it's the year when I finally have to understand what I don't want to do in my life. I want everything. I mean, it's the time when I'm getting these decisions that from that moment, I'm not taking a bad clients.
Yeah.
From that moment, I'm not doing some styles of music.
Yeah.
From that moment, I'm not wearing that type of clothes. I'm not talking to that type of people. I know who is my enemies. I know where is my friends. I know it's time to understand everything about yourself at that point, because before I was just searching, looking, I wasn't sure, and it didn't give me enough confidence. And now I think it's time to have this confidence to start finally to move to my mission, because I feel like maybe at that point I finally found the mission.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to find it since I was maybe 15. So it took me 12 years maybe to understand things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I think I understood something. So it's time to, yeah, it's the year when I will take this decision to start.
I can see you doing crazy but beautiful things, because I think that's what you are. You are a force of energy, you know, who always finds a way to do things your way, which is the best thing, I feel, because we worked on a video a few weeks ago and I was so surprised to see how much attention to detail you have. You know, you always have this little minute things also that you are very aware about, which is a very good thing. So I can for 100% say that you would be putting all your effort into what you're going to be doing from here on.
Thank you.
And for me, it is such a good experience having you here today and listening to your story, which is very raw and unfiltered in a way that, you know,
unfiltered.
We tried to keep it as much as, you know, we could talk about. But then, you know, just to understand for a person how it is to come through all of these obstacles and still be able to achieve the things that you want to do and still be strong and as amazing as you are, I think that is one of the reasons, you know, I wanted your story to be told.
For all your followers, you have to find yourself and fight for that. Okay? Cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was hot.